All right, he did not participate. Zach Brown, ankle. Matt Ioannidis, hand. Arthur Jones, shoulder. Trent Williams, knee. Niles Paul, concussion. Limited were Crowder, hamstring. Laval, stinger. Long, knee. Moses, ankle. Nseki, core muscle. Nicholson, shoulder. Reed, hamstring. Quick, concussion. And Sheriff, knee. Full were Breland, Moreau, and Davis.
Zach Long's injury, Zach Brown's injury, a new thing that he sustained maybe
it
yesterday?
It is a new thing. It just popped up today. Had some soreness in his ankle, so we kept him out.
What's your concern level for him moving towards Sunday?
This is the first I heard of it, but we'll get him some treatment today, and hopefully he'll be better tomorrow.
And did Niles Paul presumably have a setback? Did he, from limited, I believe he was yesterday?
Yes, he's still doing tests right now.
Okay. I'm sorry, so did he not practice because of the test or because he had a setback or sort of both?
He's just in the protocol and did not.
Gotcha. Okay.
With Ioannidis, does he still need medical clearance? Or, like, what will it take for him to play on Sunday? Is it medical clearance?
Well, he just had surgery not too long ago, yeah. So, you know, it's just a matter of when the doctors okay him to play with that cast.
Yeah, so it's like, I guess with Trent, it's more of like a pain tolerance thing, but
yeah,
Ioannidis, it's okay.
Yeah.
With Nseki, I think you said he was just in individuals yesterday. Was that still the case again today, or is he able to get in some team?
He had a little bit of team today. Yeah, did some good things. And we just have to monitor how much he's doing, and then when he does it, make sure he's feeling okay, redirecting and handling the weight of other people. So we'll gauge it here in treatment tomorrow morning and see how he's doing.
When we see Trent do stuff to this side, is he ramping things up, or is he just testing his pain tolerance? Can you characterize where he's at and and possibly getting back to the field?
I can't characterize that. That's on Trent and the trainers, really. I think, you know, he's obviously in some discomfort, and, you know, he's trying to get some work in there with the trainers and see how he can do, see how he's doing with the movement, change of direction, all that stuff, and see how much pain tolerance he can take. And we'll find out if he can play probably tomorrow or Saturday.
With Case Keenum, just what have you seen from him this year?
He's very efficient. You know, he's come in there and obviously replaced Sam and did some really good things. You know, they're playing well offensively. He distributes the ball to different people, and he's done very well. Avoids the rush. He's only been sacked five or six times. Does a good job.
Something that they're doing differently with him that lost?
No, not really. I don't think they've changed a lot. You know, Coach Shermer does a good job with them offensively and puts them in good situations, gets the ball out of his hands quickly, and they do have the ability to do some play actions, take some shots. So they get a good mix on offense.
Run game hasn't been particularly effective. When you watch the tape and go back and study that, where do you think you can improve things? Across the board? Is it because of the patchwork offensive line?
It's across the board, without a doubt. Obviously, the ability to convert some third downs like we didn't do early in the game against Seattle, where we have more opportunities to run it. Seattle's posed a very unique type front, so it's hard to run against them. Not many, you know, but, you know, across the board, really. Offensive line, tight ends, backs, receivers. We have to just continue to improve, continue to work on it, try to stay diligent, keep calling them.
Specific to the backs, is Rob leaving yards out there, or are you happy when he's able to make a guy miss and just get to the line of scrimmage?
You're never happy with a no-yard gain, you know, but, you know, you'd like to provide him some holes. That's what we have to continue to work on. What concepts are we good at? What are we going to continue to work on and go from there? Each front's different. Seattle's a little bit different than what Minnesota does, and so on and so forth. So we'll see this week if we can get some holes for Chris and Rob and Samaje.
Obviously, this is a league full of quality players and quality teams, but the level of defense you guys have had to face the last couple of weeks has been it seems like a top five defense every week, and we're in like week seven of that, so I don't know how that math works, but can you remember a stretch as a coach where you face this quality of front week after week after week?
I can't. You know, every year seems like it's the hardest year, so it doesn't get any easier. And that's part of the reason we've struggled in the running game, quite frankly. Dallas was good against the run. Philly was very good against the run. Obviously, Seattle's good against the run. You know, they hang their hat on that. They take a lot of pride in that. And A lot of movement up front. We just haven't been able to handle. We've had a lot of moving parts up front with different players playing center, guard, tackle, tight end. It's not easy. You know, Rob's been dinged up, and Samaje's a rookie, so, you know, it's tough. You know, not easy, but we'll keep working on it, and hopefully when we get some of our starters back, like Trent and Brandon and Sean, that we'll pave some bigger holes for our guys.
It's along the same lines. What is your level of concern, if any, for the hits that Kirk is taking? You know, six this last game, I guess 14 in the last three. Is there anything more he can do? Is it a matter of helping the line in any way? Are there any options? Or
he's been hit by different people, unfortunately. You never want your quarterback to get hit, period, obviously. So we just have to do a better job of trying to keep him clean, whether it's protection. Man, sometimes we get just beat one-on-ones, you know, sometimes a four-man rush, sometimes a five-man rush, and sometimes it's a coverage sack or a coverage hit where he has to hold the ball, wait for a second or third window. We just haven't had the time like we normally do to go from your first progression to second to third. He's been getting hit. So we just got to do a better job protecting him without a doubt, and then probably call plays that are hopefully get the ball out a little bit quicker.
You've talked about your team's resilience here. Is that because you've added certain players to this team? Are there certain guys you look to and say, here's why we don't quit?
I think it's a player makeup thing. I think you add some tough-minded guys and guys that we've kept here. The reason they're here, not only they're talented, but they got great makeup for pro football. They're mentally tough, physically tough. So that's the type of guys we want to keep here. And, you know, the veteran core leadership guys are here for that reason. And then the guys we added, like DJ and Zach Brown and Josh Norman a couple years ago, and obviously Terrell McClain, and those guys have been great adds for us. So they fit right in and provide solid leadership also, and never quit, never say die type attitude, which is good. You got to have it in pro football.
Is Ioannidis the guy you can put on the field on Sunday without having practiced for a few weeks?
I mean, we could, but it's he probably could use some work. Yes, we could. Yes, to answer your question.
Do you anticipate him being out on Sunday?
I anticipate him not playing, correct. But if he can show up and do something tomorrow with his hand and cast it up and get a good feel and get some work in, then there's a possibility.
Do you have experience with guys, D lineman, playing with a cast like that? And
what he's been done before by defensive linemen. You know, he's going to have it casted up and he'll have his fingers free so he can still grab and stuff like that. I think that's the important thing is he can he grab without any pain, and is it safe to grab right now so close to surgery? So I think we want to make sure it's stable and he can do it without damaging it more.